You're listening to the Dez NBA Sports Talk Show on Dumpster Juice Radio. Week two of the NFL started off with a bang on Thursday night. Philadelphia Eagles.
They don't look good.
At all. Jalen Hurts.
Ain't no such thing as an ugly win.
They won.
Or a pretty loss.
Yeah. We think about
they
that.
Won.
We think about the team overall.
Yeah. The Eagles, they got two new coordinators.
So take a little time to gel, you think?
It's gonna take a while for them to
click on all cylinders. I don't think Jalen Hurts benefited from not playing in the preseason.
Well, not really. He got a whole new offense.
That's why he needed to play in the preseason.
Yeah, but if he get hurt, then we won't be talking about it.
Okay, in the NBA, those guys play in the preseason. Not for long, but they get out there.
Yeah, but...
you got to play the game. He's too young of a player to say, I don't need this. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not one of these old quarterbacks, one of these long team.
Now, that's true, too.
So he's got to get out there. And last year was his breakout year, right?
Yeah.
How can you come right back and not even work in with all these new parts you have on the NFL team? Because they turn the roster over completely every year.
Yeah, but you know, once he signed that contract, you know they can't put the good players around him no more.
Yeah, it starts going downhill, though.
It starts going downhill. You see how Mahomes here? Mahomes got to sacrifice.
Yeah.
Look at those receivers, bro. He's sacrificing weapons. You know, you have to do that.
In order to maintain. If you get
and
that
then you money. Got, like, you got Jones. You got to keep him. Because, like, you can't replace him. No. So you got to replace the stuff
other
around.
Got to let some other stuff go.
Right. Yeah. So that's why he want his money. He need to get his money. Because he know the importance of that.
Right. I agree with you.
So it's what? Him, Jones, and Mahomes.
Jones, Mahomes.
And the tight end.
Jones, Mahomes, Kelsey.
Like, and you got to put other pieces around.
Everybody else got to just fit in.
On a year-to-year basis. When contract time come up, just know you probably going to end up testing free agents.
Yeah.
Unless you just one player that
stands out, that forces their hand.
And yeah. And they might pay you.
But if Jones can't do that, I don't know who can.
No, Jones is there. Is that guy. But he's long in the tooth.
Yeah, true.
29.
Still dominant, though.
No, I mean, he's still dominant.
He's dominant enough for another 3-4 year contract.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
Yes,
you're not going to build your franchise around him anymore because he's long in the tooth, but
yeah. He's
dominant enough for another 3-4 year contract. Man, it's good to see the hometown kid, Justin Evans, get out there and make some plays, man.
Yeah, I liked it.
Flying around the ball, man.
Yeah, you just don't. Your patience is short when it comes to that type of stuff.
Yeah, it is.
You, during the game, you be all nervous. And but that hit, I like that hit. That's his strength, hitting.
Hitting, yeah. Do what you're good at.
And then to see him not swat that ball down.
Oh, on the goal line?
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Heck yeah.
And that's really, see, they getting a bargain.
Right.
They getting a starter level player.
For peanuts. Yep.
So when it's time for him,
I think he's going to get better and better as the season goes.
But when it's time to pay him, they're going to probably let him go too.
Sure, but that's fine.
That's how it works.
That's it. That's the
but game. He'll be a starter somewhere else.
Yep.
I think I like that.
Still got a lot of good miles left on him too, cause you know.
He's been hurt for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I agree completely.
That's good.
And then I read a lot of comments about Eagles fans, this and that. Man, listen.
You can't please a Philadelphia.
You can't do nothing
fan
right.
Base. It's nothing you can do to please them.
So block that out. Don't read none of that. Don't even look into any of that.
Yeah.
Those guys inside the locker room, those coaches. Listen, how can you scream for, not even in Justin's position, other positions on the field, how can you scream for a guy that's on the bench over there? Do you not think the coaches that go to practice every single day, every week, watch the film, know the players, you don't think they're putting out the best option they have available?
Right.
That's crazy as a fan to say, oh, so-and-so should be playing.
They're getting a bargain.
So the coach don't know what he's doing. Come on, that's crazy.
Bottom line, they're getting a bargain.
Absolutely. Oh, Jimmy G.
Jimmy got
scarred up by the Buffalo Bills yesterday.
Yeah, but he was picking them apart early, though.
First quarter.
Early. And when I say early, I mean early. He was picking them apart, but you know how he go.
But that one interception, the guy just made a great play.
Now, he had like a tip ball.
It wasn't. the old Jimmy G. It was just a couple tough plays, man.
Shaky Jimmy G.
A little shaky, but hey, when you get after somebody, that's what happens, man. I'm moving right along. The Cincinnati Bengals, old Joe Burrow, smoking on the Burrow.
Yeah.
Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, that old contract.
Eating them steaks, eat that shrimp,
It's just, once you sign that contract, it's like the expectations goes up.
Take a woosah, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't we see that all the time?
Anything got to do with the Ravens and the Bengals' demise.
In your division, you love it, huh?
I love it.
But what did I say about Joe Burrow? I said, ever since the end of last year, they can't protect him. They can't protect it. They did a little bit better in the second half of that game, but they can't protect it. And if he ain't upright, if that pocket is on him, on top of him,
but honestly,
and he can't move and get away anymore.
I get that they can't protect. I understand that part of it, like you saying they can't protect him. But right now, he's really not mobile.
That's what I'm saying. He can't move.
That calf.
He's good at getting out.
Got a tender calf.
He can't move. He can't do anything. And he is in danger of his Achilles getting popped.
So you think it go hand in hand?
Man, it goes hand in hand. You got to condense the playbook down. You can't do what you used to do. You got to condense the playbook down and get the ball out quick because Joe Burrow can't move right now. Aaron Rodgers, Kevin Durant, anytime that calf goes, you're in danger of that Achilles.
Right.
That's just how it goes. It's the name of the game. And a hurt calf, man, that's brutal.
Right.
That's brutal. That's your explosion, your quickness.
Yeah, you don't have no burst.
How you going to pat your feet and regroup when you ain't got no calf back there? Even when he threw the touchdown, you saw him limp to the sideline?
But they started out 0-2 last year.
They did. They definitely
Joe Burrow played a bad game. Like, we played them week one, and we beat them down.
Yeah, we want to talk about y'all.
No, I'm just saying.
Get y'all a win first this
recovers.
Year.
Covers.
Get you a win this they, year, they and then you talk recover. About we. Right now, you sound French.
No, I'm just saying, like, we going to do what we do.
You got this French talk. You got a rat in your pocket over there.
No, we going to do what we supposed to do.
Yeah, go on.
Mike Tomlin ain't going to let us down. As still a fan, he don't let us down.
I hear you. Y'all wanted him gone 2 years ago.
You
in the bandwagon. Y'all want him gone.
I ain't know y'all. I ain't want him gone.
Lamar. Todd Monken's offense. Lamar threw the deep ball.
I don't know what to think of the offense.
Ain't seen enough of it yet?
I ain't seen enough. Like, Lamar is Lamar. If he can stay healthy, he gonna do what Lamar do. But I just don't think that he like throwing to his receivers like that.
So, Lamar, honestly, is... That team is based on running the ball.
But they running back got hurt. They don't have a running back. Gus the Bus ain't the guy.
I don't know why they want to make him to be a prolific down-the-field passer. That's not how he's ever won any ball games.
Right, and he don't really throw outside the numbers.
Why change it up now?
And then Odell went down.
Odell, yet again.
But you going to get that. You're going to get that from Odell.
He went down yet again. Detroit yesterday, man. Little hiccup against Geno. Geno started out hot, didn't he? Finished hot.
Man, what I think about... It's like the Lions have a better team, very passionate coach that puts them in a good chance of winning. But it seems like they always revert back to the old Lions.
Well, losing an overtime game doesn't really say you revert back to the old Lions. But this was a game that you looked at. You and I both picked them, and we said they should pick these guys apart.
They should have won that game. And then out of all games in the world, Goff throws a pick.
Right.
When you least expect him to throw a pick.
He was close to setting the NFL record, wasn't he?
Right.
He threw a pick.
Yeah.
Well, at least they had all the blue ski masks. You saw that where Gardner Johnson wanted everybody to buy those ski masks. He wanted everybody to show up with the blue ski masks. And actually, Amazon sold out of them before the game. Uh-huh. So everybody bought them. That didn't do too good. Didn't work out for them. Man, how about the Arizona Cardinals up 28-7?
Tank, man. They tanking, bro. They did not want to win that game.
They were up 28-7. How do you not put up
what they says about the Giants? that a team that don't want to win
had you down 28-7.
That had you down 28-7.
Had to gift wrap the game.
They had to make you take it.
They had to make you take the win.
Right.
And you can't tell me that they couldn't have made a couple different calls in that game to win that ball game.
Yeah.
Like, you got Josh Dobbs out there, a prolific manager of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't finna do nothing special. Man. Ain't pushing the ball down the field, none of that stuff. Go out second half and you call three straight passing plays, go three and out a couple times in a row. Why?
You know why.
That's tanking.
They want him to come back and win.
That is insane to me, man. Insane. And you know what? The Giants still couldn't put the game away.
I know.
They still couldn't put that game away. Bryce Love.
So you think O'Day Ball is a one-hit wonder? Or is the Giants going to turn it around? That's what I'm thinking.
Well, we'll see going into week three because they needed that win.
We all know they're not on the Cowboys and the Eagles level.
Right.
So, I don't know.
They're going to have to be hard-pressed with the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, I don't know if they can even beat them.
That's not a gimme win.
Right.
But that's a big win for that team. Now they can kind of regroup and start the season.
Right.
Because you go down 0-2 and lose to the Cardinals. What are we talking about today? We firing them today, aren't we?
Yeah.
So.
That's a fireable offense.
Oh, man. That's a big win. Huge win. So you never know how they're going to respond. They may jump back up and go back to the preseason expectations because I thought the Giants would have some momentum coming into this year. I felt like, you know, they got a bunch of young receivers. Played pretty well down the stretch. Danny Jones, get that money. Saquon had a burst yesterday in the second half of that game. He had
but
a burst.
He has the burst.
He got banged up.
But he also get injured.
Got banged up too, man. Atlanta Falcons pulled off a stunner yesterday. Or is it really a stunner? I think so. Yeah. Bryce Love had three tugs, but he only had 150-something yards passing.
Man, that man ain't throwing no farther than 2 yards down the field. Texas routes out the backfield, flat throw.
Flares, flats, outs.
Yeah, like, they putting him in a good way, good way to succeed, bro.
Good seasoning.
Yeah.
Sprinkle a little seasoning on.
Doing.
Atlanta, man, really. Hangs in there.
I like him.
Hangs in there.
I like what I see.
They kind of made, they trying to give his job away last week, didn't
they? Ah, they ain't played nobody yet.
Yeah, they had Carolina and then Green Bay, right?
Packers not a playoff team.
Yeah, but I thought the Packers would definitely beat the Falcons.
I did too.
I thought they would definitely
beat them. They should have beat them, but I'm saying that they're really neither one of them is a playoff team. If you ask me, I still say the Saints better than the Falcons.
Yeah. Well,
I say that.
Not, we're going to say that, but here's the thing. Speaking of the Saints, they play tonight. Nobody's watching that game.
Hmm?
Nobody but these asinine Saints fans around here and in Louisiana. Those are the only people that are going to be watching that game. Who wants to see Saints versus Panthers when you got your boys playing?
I know. I like it.
And the time difference is only an hour, right?
Mm-hmm. They'll watch it for an hour.
We'll all watch it for an hour.
And then we'll...
Man, do we want to... Honestly, why did the NFL think that was a good idea?
I don't like two games at one time. I just don't.
Come
like
on.
It. No matter who playing.
If it was a...
Space them out. Just go and make a Tuesday game.
There you go.
Don't make a Tuesday game.
There you go. Or play one of them at 5 o'clock. I don't care. But yeah. Don't put them together because don't make me choose.
That too.
Don't make me choose because if it's just football, I'm watching football, right? But I'm not going to watch Bryce Young and Carr.
Because he's going to get beat down in that game.
He's scarred up. But you know this? The Panthers have held the Saints to 11 points per game. Like
it ain't about it. That quarterback going to be running for his life.
Yeah, that Saints defense is
down. That defense is the real deal. They have a Super Bowl caliber defense.
Man, don't say that. Don't say that, man.
The Saints do.
Don't say that, man.
Nah.
You'll get some new podcast listeners if you talk about the Saints positively.
No, but I'm saying they've had a Super Bowl caliber defense.
The defense years. Is bona fide.
For years.
I saw it, man. That defense is bona fide.
But it's just the shakiness of Derek Carr.
Still should have lost the Titans. Couple calls.
Man, y'all.
Fumble.
Man. But y'all need to be outlawed out the league.
Scoop and score?
Y'all need to be outlawed out the league.
Why you say that?
For the way y'all be winning games, man.
We need a new coach, man. I don't like Vrabel no more. I'm over Vrabel. It ain't even Tannehill. I'm over Vrabel, man. Over. Lost 8 in a row. Then yesterday, we played so conservative yesterday. We got a decent team, B.A. Secondary held up yesterday. Still gave him 300 yards passing.
Yeah.
We went up against a guy that throws the ball down the field against a physical group of receivers. They're all 6'2". Like, I say this to say to anyone. If they get it together, how long have we been saying that? If they get it together?
A long time.
There's not a defensive backfield that can withstand that firepower if they just put it together. But, oh well with that. Yeah, Saints got a good defense, man. I will say that. I hate to give anything positive to the Saints, but the Saints got a great defense. Mm-hmm. Front and back end. That's tough. Front and back end. What would you rank them in amongst NFL defense? Dallas number one?
Top five, yeah.
Dallas number one?
No.
San Francisco number one?
San Francisco number one.
Got scarred up a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
And you kind of called that, though.
What?
You actually said that they wouldn't be as well this week.
No, of course. So, and I figure, like, we won't be as bad as we was last week.
And you actually said that going up against a veteran quarterback, that he would be able to throw the ball. You said that. I'm shocked. The Rams were in that game.
They was in the game. They definitely covered.
McCaffrey is tough, man.
Yeah,
I don't care what you say. Even on a play that he gets negative yards, he's tough. He's tough, man. He
definitely played at the park with the black kids.
Man, he bona fide.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we don't see this in other running backs. When I say other, I mean the black running backs. Yeah. This man, not to make it race, but it's just shocking to see a white running back.
He tough as he is.
Man, he is
unreal. Because he breaks it. He's like he breaks the first tackle every time.
Every time. He breaks that tackle, then shakes the second person.
Yeah, he's bona fide.
You ever seen him get tackled going one way? He's always spinning and fighting for more yards when he gets in town. Yeah, he's tough, man.
The only problem he have is when old Mayhem jump out on him. That's the only problem, getting hurt.
Getting hurt, scarring him up a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
He plays wild, he plays physical.
He'll get hurt because his frame. It's his frame that what causes him to get hurt.
Well, he's well put together.
Yeah, but he's small.
He's small. Short.
No matter how we look at it, he's small.
Yeah, going up against some big boys and they're getting powered.
Yeah, the frame can't hold up sometimes.
I'll tell you what I like about him. He's not a one-trick pony. He's not just a speed guy, power guy.
No, he's
not. Catch the ball. He does everything.
Yeah.
He does everything. Purdy, again, man.
Purdy is a professional quarterback.
A pro quarterback.
Yeah, he's just...
Do what you're supposed to do.
He ain't doing
nothing spectacular.
But...
Third and down, long, tight coverage. Whatever the situation calls for, just go get it done.
He's not finna beat you in 100 meters. But give him that 4-mile run.
He's the hyena. He run till you get tired, then eat you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
You know how animal channel the hyenas do?
Yeah.
They don't try to run the prey there.
No. They just run till their tongue hanging out their mouth.
They just keep... Listen, if they get too close, they slow down.
Yeah.
Them hyenas are bad boys, man.
Yeah.
I love watching them.
Yeah, I watch
them. Scavengers.
Yeah.
They're not hunters, they're scavengers.
No, they take food.
Take stuff. Wait on you.
Very seldom you see them jokers hunting.
Had to be something limp and lazy and just caught slipping for the hyena just to kill them on the straight up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They wait on some big kill, call the boys, and they then gang up and come take it.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Straight vultures, man.
Oh yeah.
But Brock Purdy has continued to impress me, man. He made a throw yesterday. I was like, wow.
It's like...
He had Aaron Donald bearing down on him, and he threw a ball into tight coverage. Like
breaking in route to Ayuka. That's all he want to throw to.
Man,
he looks at Ayuka all day long.
He's not panicking. He's just calm back there.
I like it.
He's delivering that ball, man.
And didn't have to waste two firsts and a second to get him.
Had him sitting over there just lunch beat.
Poor Trey Lance.
Oh, backup quarterback.
He made his money, though.
Who, Trey Lance? 30-something million, didn't
he? He made his money.
Did that in, what, 2 years?
Yeah, he made his money.
Can't cry too much, can
he? Can't cry over no spilled milk.
How do you feel about that as a fan? You're dogging Trey Lance out. Calling him all out of his name, calling him a bust and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And the dude's got $30 million.
in his bank.
I think he, as an athlete, he reached the pinnacle, did he not?
Oh, yeah.
He did enough for you to respect what he did. Oh, he's a bust. He got $30 million. We all at the clock.
We don't know if he's a bust.
He ain't played yet.
He ain't even played.
But either way, yeah.
But that makes him a bigger bust.
The money?
Than a bust.
The money?
No.
The fact that he hasn't played?
Because he's been in this league all this time and hadn't played.
Something's always...
It's a gnat in the middle.
Yeah.
That means they don't see nothing that makes him worth playing.
Do you feel he got enough opportunity?
No, of course not.
I don't think so. I just think that the emergence of Brock Purdy
is what pushed them closer to that.
Right.
Decision they made, yeah.
And honestly, as an organization, if you got somebody playing like Purdy, you got a plan, don't you?
Yeah.
Why play around with that? You got a guy that's hurt coming back. You don't want to go take a step back to have someone work on their game when you got somebody balling.
Yeah, why have the cow if you can get the milk for free?
That's the way I see it, too. Yeah. I agree with that. The Jets against the mighty Cowboys.
The Jets?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they canceled the season. I thought they
rolled them off, huh?
Yeah,
I took them out their script.
Canceled the season since Aaron Rodgers got hurt. Lord, I ain't know they still played. Did they play?
They showed up in Dallas.
That's about it.
They showed up in Jerry's World.
And one thing we know about them Cowboys, if they see a wounded gazelle,
they smell blood. They go for the kill.
They go in for the kill. This new age Cowboy team. if you come in there half stepping, you in some trouble.
You in bad shape.
With that old Parsons guy.
Man, listen, that dude is shot out of a cannon, man.
Man, that dude's a freak of nature.
I need to see that guy with my own eyes to see how big he is, because you look at him, he looks like...
He don't look big. He don't look tall at all. Maybe that's what it is.
It's his posture. He has to be bigger than what he's...
Like, we got T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt. 6'4". 260. He don't look that big.
Right.
He just don't look that big.
He's not.
But he is lightning in a bottle for a defensive player.
He's a monster.
I just don't understand it. And all his, you know where his problems come from.
What problems? What problem he got?
No, I'm saying, Dave, the problems he caused for the offense.
Oh, yeah.
It come from his speed.
Speed.
Like, once the lineman acknowledges how fast he is on defense, they don't have a chance no more.
They're done.
Because they're off balance.
Trying to compensate
for the speed.
They have no power. They can't stop him because...
He do one move, throw him out the way. He can do whatever because they own roller skates.
So listen, on a quick play, on a 5-step drop back yesterday, the man takes outside leverage on the rush, on the tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back inside on a stunt. Hits the quarterback untouched before he can get the ball off.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's just super fast. Like, everything, like, every problem that they can't compensate for that.
Man, he got that sack and then did about a 20.
A monkey.
A bear crawl. That was the most impressive thing I saw yesterday.
Yeah, that crawl.
He did it like he was running.
He did it like he was actually an animal.
Man, listen, man. I did a little bit of a bear crawl the other day, man, and I had to lay down to get up.
Man, that's crazy.
So we didn't talk about this before we started recording this.
Right, I'm telling you.
And you're calling out the same thing I was about to say. Yeah. It was that crawl he did yesterday.
Man.
That lets you know that's a well-put-together man right there, boy.
That's the free.
Oh, my goodness, man.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the freak.
He did the crawl with power, B.A.
I know, bro.
It's like he got thighs in his arm.
Look.
Speak it up. That's it.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
Have they been talking about that on TV, the crawl?
I ain't heard nothing about it.
I'm shocked that you actually said exactly what I was going to talk about.
Yeah, man. That crawl was dangerous, bro.
That's the most impressive thing I saw yesterday.
He's like a jaguar. He's like a jaguar. You know how they do that commercial, the jaguar commercial?
Yeah.
When they show that jaguar jump and take 2 steps.
Power, man.
Man.
Power.
He like one of them old cats, bro.
Zach Wilson, is this a good position for him to be in? Obviously, because he's getting to play. Because he wasn't going to touch the field with Aaron Rodgers.
Bro, Zach Wilson. Bro, they need to go call Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, I think, will fit that team.
They're 1-1.
He's not too far out of his career that he can still go play, bro. They need to call Matt Ryan up. Get Matt Ryan in camp.
Because I'll say this. Even
before they lose another game, bro.
As bad as Matt Ryan was.
In Indianapolis.
If you block for Matt Ryan.
Not even if you, he would be better for this team than that dude. I just feel that.
So back to Trey Lance. I think Zach Wilson has had way more of an opportunity than Trey Lance. Now granted, Trey Lance had some injuries, right?
Yeah, but Wilson has not really had an opportunity. The opportunity was there for him on accident.
What I mean is,
he had more run. Yeah.
Yeah, he had more of a run. Yeah. That was his team last year. That was his team.
Yeah, but
couldn't do it then.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Now you got a team that supposedly has a good defense. Cowboys chewed them up pretty good.
Yeah, but that's because of the
offense not helping them out.
Yeah, like it's only so much a defense can do if they stay on the field.
I can say that. 17 for, can't call his name right now, for the Jets, the receiver, the rookie of the year last year. Hey, ball to five.
Yeah.
Did you see the ball that almost got picked off? I want to say maybe Parsons hit Wilson's hand. Mm-hmm. He had broke out to the corner wide open.
Right.
And Diggs almost picked it because it was a bad throw.
Mm-hmm.
But he was beat so bad, that's why he was right there with the ball. Did you see that play?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy is bona fide, B.A. That guy's a superstar.
Oh, yeah.
Superstar, man. Superstar. Michael Parsons, man. God. Well on his way for a defensive player of the year.
He got to sustain it for a whole year, though. You know, I'm just saying, like, he got to have more tools in the shed.
Like what?
Like, you know what I'm saying? To maintain it. Like, the speed is all fine and dandy, but you got to do
other. Once you get nicked up.
Like, you got to do other stuff too, bro, to maintain that. Which he's still good. Like, I'm not knocking him in no type of way.
Sounds like.
No, I promise you I'm not. Like, he played good. Like, last year he played good in spurts. But, like, as far as, like, a whole season maintaining it, because a record ain't got a chance if he maintain. If he maintain that dominance through a whole season, the sack record ain't got a chance.
He's eating it up.
The sack record ain't got a chance.
Man. Does he look more dominant than...
And we got a guy that...
It's a monster.
That's a monster. And he maintains it. Because he ain't just speed rushing every time.
Does Parsons remind you of a young Von Miller?
Man, that dude way more talented than a Von Miller.
That's scary to say that.
Yeah, he way more talented than Von Miller.
That's scary to say.
And Von Miller is a monster.
Man was a Super Bowl MVP monster.
Yeah, that explosion he got, bro. Like, I've never seen that.
He's high as that fast.
I've never seen it, bro.
Making comments.
And I watch T.J. Watt every game.
How's he that fast?
Well, I ain't never seen nobody get off the ball. Now, T.J. Watt gets off the ball, like, with the best of them.
Yeah.
And he don't compare to that guy getting off the ball.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I saw something yesterday watching the Titans. First win in the last 9 games. Lost 8 in a row. Won 1 yesterday. Big game at home. I saw Bosa only play 8 snaps. We know what he had in 8 snaps.
What
happened? You want to know what he had?
What?
4 tackles, 2 sacks.
Oh, damn. Bosa, I don't know.
Got banged up. First play of the game.
He always get hurt. I'm talking about every year.
He's beat up guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
But the way they use him, I said to myself, man.
He actually playing more linebacker.
If you use a guy like that all season long, like, how much damage could he do? He played 8 snaps yesterday.
I'm saying, though, but he always... It's like he lining him up as a linebacker.
Outside linebacker?
Yeah, it's like he playing like I don't know. It just looked. It just, to me, it looked like he played more linebacker than defensive end.
Because he's not doing anything. They put him in just a rush.
Yeah, he just going to rush.
And boy.
Yeah, he good.
Man.
Yeah, both of them Bosa brothers is good.
Man. It's crazy how the younger brother took over and got all the spotlight. The older brother was the guy first, but they tough.
Yeah.
Boy, that'd be a rough bunch of guys right there to get into it with in the neighborhood when you was growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Them and them Watts. Boy, can you imagine?
You don't want no smoke.
Could you imagine you getting into it with
no
them?
No smoke with them Watts. I can tell you that.
Man, goodness. The Bosas, the Watts, and the freaking Gronkowskis. You don't want to bother none of them.
Leave them folks alone.
Beat down.
Leave them good people alone.
Baker Mayfield. Mike Evans. I looked at it one moment.
Man, Mike Evans needs
two catches, 90 yards.
Mike Evans needs to see by going to Kansas City. Couldn't they use him?
Ooh, man.
You think Mahomes could use him?
That'd be unfair.
They need something.
Be unfair. To you, what makes Mike Evans so good?
The catch radius.
Catches everything. Physical, though.
No, but that's not.
Can't run by you. Ain't trying to run by you.
No, the catch radius.
Always open.
Just throw it.
Throw it.
I get it. Throw it.
Powerful.
6'5".
Powerful. Angry. Plays with attitude.
And that's the part that ages well. 6'5" age well. Compared to 5'9", 4'3". You know what I'm saying? The 6'5 frame gonna last long.
The taller receiver.
The bigger catch radius.
Yeah.
You don't the
you don't have to work as hard.
Quarterback don't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
Throw don't even have to be perfect.
Get it close.
Just get it close.
Get it close. Because it's gonna be out. If you throw it off to me at 6'5", it's probably out of range for the DB.
Yeah.
Even in tight covers.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's tough, man. 1,000 yards every year.
Every year. I ain't playing.
Yeah, this man is a surefire Hall of Famer, man.
I ain't playing.
Baker, resurgence?
Man, Baker needed that. Well, ain't nobody talking about him. Just go out and do your job. He's that guy.
Yeah, not getting dogged
down. But he's not finna carry no team to nothing. He's not gonna put that team on his back and carry him.
Check this out. I'm gonna go out on the limb and say Baker Mayfield is the top dog in the NFC South.
Nah, he's not better than Derek Carr.
If he beats him?
Don't matter if he beat him or not. Then he's not better than Derek
Carr. He's not a more skilled passer. He's not going to be able to run the offense as good as
now, Derek Carr,
blah, blah, blah. Derek Carr ain't nobody. I saw it week one.
We'll see today.
He ain't nobody.
We will see today.
You know what Derek Carr needs to do?
What?
Throw the ball to Chris Olave every play.
Yeah, that dude does get so.
You can't cover it. Throw it to Olave every play. And if you don't do that, you're fooling yourself.
Right.
Easy, man. What we going to do with Sean Payton and the Broncos?
Sean Payton don't control the defense.
What you said about him taking that onside kick, what kind of message it sends to the team, he doesn't control the defense. It's Vance Joseph's.
Right.
He picked Vance Joseph over Rex Ryan.
I mean, Vance Joseph's a good guy on defense.
Picked him over Rex Ryan. But your defense ain't holding up. And your offense with Russell Wilson, they do enough to win the game yesterday?
I think so.
Defense is letting down?
I think so. I think their defense just is not there.
Obviously, because of the points they gave up.
I think their offense is starting. Like, Russell Wilson had a good game. 3 tutties, a pick. Like, so what more can you ask?
Just got to hold it down on defense.
They got to hold it down on defense. Mama said there'll be days like this.
Tough start for Sean Payton.
That's what I'm saying. It's not easy. Once you sit out for a few years.
Tough start.
I'm telling you, this is a shootout league now.
Who they going to beat in the West?
They ain't winning over there. They ain't winning.
Who they going to beat in the West?
They ain't beating too many teams, bro.
They beating Seattle?
Yeah, they'll beat Seattle. I don't know. Well, they couldn't beat Seattle last year.
Yeah, Seattle just beat Detroit. You got Geno. They going to beat the Rams?
Nah.
Niners?
I really don't know, bro. I don't know.
I don't see nothing happening out there.
I ain't nothing happening. I'll tell you that now. But they did look better, though.
I don't see nothing happening out there, man. Justin Fields.
I don't know what to do.
And the Bears.
Justin Fields is like, I just think it's that control of the offense or something. They got to put him in better ways too.
My buddy from college, diehard Bears fan. Shout out to my boy Phillip. He sent me a picture last night, and it showed Fields dropping back. There are two receivers wide open on the play.
He missed.
Perfect protection. And his caption on the picture was, "Would you believe this play ended in a sack?"
He's like, yeah, he's looking to run first.
There's two guys wide open with
and
a perfect
take
pop.
The ball and just drop back. He looking, to me, he's looking to make more plays with his legs.
Kind of like the Alabama quarterback?
Yeah, like he's looking to run instead of looking to pass. And even when you scramble, you're supposed to keep your head on the swivel downfield. Looking at receivers.
New England last night. Came on strong at the end. Did you watch that game?
Yeah, I watched the whole game.
Oh, 31-year-old running back looked pretty good down there in Miami.
Almost though.
Golly.
Yeah.
Like he didn't got faster than me.
Yeah.
He can fly. What do you make of that team? Tua? Tua is Tua.
I like Tua.
Tua can throw that ball, man.
He can.
It's a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing to watch. Tua's not giving you an opportunity to think about nothing. You snap that ball and he has got it out.
Yeah, it's like the ball, like, he's anticipating every route.
He's got that ball out and he's got it on time. And it's on the money. He's so accurate, man. Gosh, he's accurate. So tonight, your Pittsburgh Steelers, what's your name? I know you made a prediction. I know you picked your Steelers to bounce back. I'm going against them.
We're wrong.
I don't think so. Why do you think you're wrong?
Just because we lost last week. No matter what.
Tommy don't bounce back. No back to back losses.
We rolling.
So what you think Deshaun Watson gonna do?
Look bad.
TJ Watt gonna get after
him? Oh yeah.
I think they beat y'all down.
Well, we get beat down again.
28-14 Browns.
Okay.
I'm calling.
Yeah.
Browns on a mission.
I hear you.
You gotta think about it. Miles Garrett finna come off that end. Who gonna stop him?
Nobody.
He gonna do that all night.
Yeah, nobody.
Who gonna stop him?
Ain't nobody stop him.
How bad do you think the Panthers are gonna get beat down by the Saints? Think it'll be a blowout or competitive game?
28-14, 28-17, somewhere in
there. So you give them two tugs.
Yeah.
That defense with the Saints, man, I think that's a
nightmare for a rookie quarterback.
I think it's a 28-7 game. I'll give them a tug.
That's a nightmare.
Derek Carr throw a pick, somebody will fumble or something, they'll have a short field, Bryce Young will throw one in. But 28-7, nightmare for me. Prime time, 3-0. Almost had a hiccup. Do I believe?
I believe.
I believe they won the three games that I knew they were going to win, and I believe they go down against Oregon this week.
I ain't going to just say it.
I would hope they show up and shock the world, but...
I mean, with
Prime, I'm going against you because I'm playing the numbers here. The reason I'm playing the numbers is because Oregon's a more established team, and your team has come out of the gate slow the last 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, but
that's alarming to me. But you won the game. You've won three times more than they won last year. That's awesome. I'm rooting for them. I'm going to be watching it. But you can't play like that against Oregon and USA. You just can't do it. Can't do it. But that was dynamic to watch, man. It's the best thing on TV to watch is these Colorado Buffaloes.
Yeah, they.
What you think about that hit on Travis Hunter, man?
Dirty.
God!
That ain't targeting what is targeting.
Then the guy gets knocked out of the game at the end for targeting. If you don't call that targeting on the Travis Hunter hit, it wasn't a helmet, it wasn't lean with the shoulder or the forearm or nothing, but the ball was on the ground, man. And you go over and blow the guy up.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most recognizable figures in college football. If you don't protect him and throw targeting right there, what is targeting?
Ain't no such a thing.
It's a dirty hit, man.
Dirty hit all over.
It's a dirty hit. Should do it.
Even when Shiloh picked that ball off.
Dude runs him down.
And then pushes him down.
End zone, 10 yard thing. I said the same thing, man.
I don't even know if they called that.
They called it.
Yeah, because
I call unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Shiloh wanted the high step, didn't realize he didn't have that put away speed, didn't he?
He just ain't got it.
That's a big play by him, man. Stop knocking Shiloh. Big play.
No, I'm saying like not knocking Shiloh. It's a lot of work he got to do. He got a lot of work. He got a lot of room for improvement.
Okay.
With his tackling, and all of that type of stuff.
I say that.
But he's still a monster now.
Comparable to a safety, a young safety on another collegiate football team.
Where he's top tier. Yeah, he's still top tier. I'm not knocking him and saying he's not top tier.
But people scrutinize Shiloh, the other son. I hate when I see that.
That boy's good at his position. He's just like his daddy. Yeah, he can't tackle worth crap.
His daddy couldn't tackle.
But he gonna learn that. If he wanna be on that next level, he gonna learn how to tackle.
I know for a certain Shiloh Sanders will end up in camp on the NFL team.
Yeah, he's going.
Does he make an NFL team?
Oh, yeah.
Does he make an NFL roster?
I can see him late first, second round pick.
Stop it.
Shiloh?
Shiloh, the safety.
Yeah, I can see it.
You see him as a first, second round draft pick?
Yes.
You heard it here first on Dumpster Juice Radio.
Yeah.
On the Dumpster Juice Podcast.
They'll get him off that just off the bloodline.
On the bloodline.
Just off the bloodline.
You're telling me.
I can see it.
Shiloh Sanders is going to go in the top 2 rounds.
I say it.
Wow.
Late first, second round, early second, somebody going to take him.
Really?
You don't think so?
I'm going to base it on, which is what the draft does. I'm going to base it on hype, media attention.
All that.
The naysayers, all that stuff.
All that boxes are checked.
What I'm saying with that, right now, today, as I sit here, 32 teams, there's usually about, what, 10 to 15 safeties or so to go. Is he in that group?
I think so. I told
you. That's just being a draft pick, not a top two rounds.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's going to go second, late first, early second. That's what I see him. But I see him in that area, second round pick. It's not. Like, that's where I see him.
Interesting. Because I don't see Shiloh as good as those guys coming out of college.
Might not be.
So
but he ain't going to have to be.
He got a lot of pedigree, a lot of name. He got a lot of intangibles that...
Yeah. And, like, folks that take a shot in the second round.
That's a good assessment for you, say. He put a second round grade on him.
Yeah. I put a second on him. And if I was a GM, I would take a shot in the dark. Okay, Sanders, let me spend a second.
See what he can develop into.
He might turn out to be Hall of Famer.
Because I see him as a free agent.
Send his bloodline, bro.
I see him as a free agent.
But how? When he competing like this? Playing good ball.
People knock him, though. You know that, though, right?
Yeah, I knock him sometimes. Because his tackling is low tier.
Which, at a safety, you cannot be a low tier tackler.
But he will learn that. He actually... From the first game I saw him to now,
improved.
He's got better.
Improved.
That's all I need to see, like that type of stuff. He's getting better every week.
I think Bo Nix and Caleb Williams going up against those guys with those receivers and stuff should really show something. But again, here's the thing. When I say that I don't favor Colorado in the Oregon game, which we'll see what the odds are, and I'm sure Vegas won't favor them either. On the back end, at the skill positions, Colorado should be able to do their best to match up.
Yeah, and they will.
They should be able at the skill positions.
Will they be able to win without Hunter is the question.
It'll be tough.
That's the question.
And I wanted to see him go up against, top-tier talent.
Yeah.
That sucks that this guy put that hit on him.
Yeah.
Still don't really know what happened to him, though. What the injury was and why he was able to come back into the game and then leave later?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he had some bleeding or something? Or
possibly.
Not sure. Or injured something and then re-injured it?
Yeah.
But to be carted off and then taken to the hospital, that's kind of tough, huh? Small frame guy, too.
Small frame.
Well, hopefully he gets back in the season, gets back in the running, and shows up for this team down the stretch. Because they're going to be in it. They're going to be in the thick of it, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I know.
But them against Colorado, against Oregon, you say they win that game?
No, I don't know.
Oregon ain't no world beater.
Without Hunter, man, it's going to be tough.
It's just like the spear,
Yeah.
It's tough. But Shador, let's get to the quarterback.
Oh, he's the truth.
What can he do?
He good. That's all I can say.
I sat there and said, when he got that ball back, They got it on the 2-yard line.
Nah, you said he wasn't no good in college.
Oh, I definitely said that.
I know.
I don't know
how you didn't see that.
I based it on the competition.
Yeah, but I don't know how
I honestly did.
See his translate.
He picked that competition apart. Now he's got better players around him. He's even better than he was at Jackson State.
There you go.
I never said he didn't tear him up. I just said, man, he's going against these, what I call the SWAT guys, high school rejects. I know people don't like me saying that, but it's like, what high school player are you getting to go to these SWAT schools?
Not very many.
Not very many good top tier guys. If you got a little bit of talent, listen, the guys in JUCO are graded higher than the guys in SWAT. Mm-hmm. Is that?
I'd say so.
The guys in JUCO are easily graded higher than the guys in SWAT. And people are going to get mad at me for saying that, but that's the truth. Because guess what happens when you go play well 2 years of JUCO? You end up on Alabama starting. Mm-hmm. We've seen it how many times?
A million.
We live right by a school that puts SEC talent out every year. So we've seen it a million times. I just hope Dion keeps winning. I don't think they're winning against Oregon, but I want them to win. I want them to win 12-0. I want them to win every single game because it's great for football. But tell me this right here, like I said before. I think that late start kind of played a part into how they played the first half of this game.
Right.
The late start. You got all day to soak this in, Lil Wayne out there. Like, it's, if I was 18, 19 years old, that'd be a lot for me.
Yeah.
That's a lot, man. You got everybody at these games, B.A.
Yeah.
It is, just walking the sideline and seeing who's there is bigger than the game.
Right.
It's too much. I'm getting to the point where I don't even like that.
Yeah.
It's too much for me.
Taking away from action football.
Yeah, it's too much, man. It's a show. You got The Rock, you got ESPN, you got Fox, you got Master P, you got Lil Wayne, you got Key Glock, you got...
Man.
Turn some of these passes down. Tell them to stay home, man. Mm-hmm. Come to the pep rally. It's a bit too much for me, man. Am I hating?
Oh, yeah. You're hating.
Am I hating right now?
Yeah, you're hating. I don't think it's too much. I think it's just what Colorado needs. To bring them recruits in.
Bring them recruits.
For next year.
Psychologically, man, it's a lot. You got to just play ball. Block all that out. Go, man, play ball.
You got to get them recruits in now.
It's bigger than the game, man.
Yes.
Man.
You got to have something that the other schools ain't getting.
If you're a top dog, what's your reason for not going to Colorado? Give me one.
You don't have one.
I can't think of one.
You don't have one. Because you're going to go.
Can't say my parents can't get to the game. They're going to fly you to the game. Like, what's your reason for not going to Colorado?
Yeah.
What's your reason for going to a big school?
I know.
No, what's your reason? When you go to a big school.
Oh, you want to be spotlighted.
In the spotlight.
Yeah.
Chance to go pro.
Yeah.
The best facilities, the best, the gear plays a part into it, doesn't it? What kind of gear we wear.
They got all that.
What's your reason for not going to Colorado? You don't have one. You have no reason. In fact, you have an abundance of reasons to go.
Right. That's my point.
So if Nick Saban, Dabo Swinney, all these guys sit down at the table with you and you're a linebacker, you're a quarterback, you're a receiver, Colorado has a spot for you to play. Do you understand? I have a spot for you to actually be on the field this year. Not we just want you and want you to do like Alabama has done for years, come in here and be a five-star recruit, but you back it up a first-rounder. Like, you don't have an opportunity right there. You got to wait 2 or 3 years to play, right?
Right.
But I got a spot for you to come here and be my number one receiver. How can one of these other schools sit down and convince you to go? My daddy went to Georgia? Okay. My mama's a Hall of Famer at Georgia? Okay. I live in Starkville. I want to play for the Mississippi State Bulldogs. I grew up. That's my favorite team. Okay. Beyond that, there's no reason to turn Deion down.
Yeah.
And he needs to get all the kids. White, black, green, Puerto Rican.
Oh, yeah.
If you that guy, he needs to have you.
Yeah.
And I want to see it because I want more black coaches in college football, man. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see nothing on Saturday but Colorado football. I used to want to see the Alabama games. Man, Alabama played, barely got by South Florida.
Yeah. It just ain't that good.
But how do you do that to the quarterback? And I just said that last week. I asked you, is he going to make it the entire season as a starting quarterback? Remember me saying that? This man didn't even play. And they struggled, and he still didn't go in the game. He didn't play one snap. Exactly why he's transferred to Colorado. What you reckon? Dumpster Juice Podcast, man, over and out.